The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Michael and Jr. Mark D'Avola.
Here, here.
Hip, hip.
No, here, here.
Hip, hip.
I was watching some old-fashioned show the other day.
Here, here.
Turner Classic Movies.
Order in the court.
They're all having a meeting across, and they're on this table, and one guy goes, here, here.
Was it the round table? King Arthur?
No, I was like, I don't know. They had some town, and I don't know.
Our town.
I literally got bored in like three
Well, yeah, it's an old movie. And, some black and white shit. No one wants that.
Turn that shit off.
Exactly.
Let me tell you people something. Mark and I, our bellies are full.
Oh, yeah.
Full as can be, because we went to the supermarket.
Supermarket sweep.
The market of super, and we bought some delicious dessert. Mark bought a sub, too, I think.
Yeah, no, yeah, I did.
Didn't you already eat dinner before that?
Yeah, I mean, earlier in the afternoon.
Yeah, I think we got an afternoon, a late night snack.
Afternoon delight.
It's a good idea.
Some might call it lunch. And then having dinner later on in the day.
Well, I earlier went to McDonald's, of course. And when I go to the McDonald's
drive-thru... Me was Wendy's.
When I go to the McDonald's drive-thru, I always have the... I always almost order way too much stuff. Like, I'll have 13 cheeseburgers. Because when I'm hungry, I can't tell how much I can eat. And I'm always way off, as you know.
You don't know you have a tiny stomach.
So I was like, 24 cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, 3 milkshakes.
And a Diet Coke.
Is that all, sir? Look at this. Is that all when you order like 500 things?
Well, hey, you might want 500 more. You know, they might get you. Like, you know what? On second thought, no. That's not all.
I suppose they don't know how many people's in the car with you.
No, they do. There's a camera. They can see. They're looking right at you.
You know what I like is the double drive-thru they have now.
Yeah, I'm always a fan.
I'm always afraid I'm going to skip in line and I'm going to pay
fuck
for someone else's
food.
Next. Like, that's the rule. Like, if you skip in line, you have to pay for the guy behind you food.
No, like, fuck it. I'll just eat that guy's food. I hope you ordered something good.
He ordered a filet of fish, dry. No toppings.
Well, man, I'll choke it down. Give me a mayo packet. They'll do it.
Oh, and the girl that I got today, she's real friendly because I order my stuff, and she's like...
Reach in and jerk you off?
I go, can I get a number one and a cheeseburger with that? You sure can.
You sure can, buddy.
Pull around.
Yeah, when I go...
And then I'm always like, did she say the first or second window? I don't know.
Yeah, when I go at night, I usually go to the same one, and so the lady's all real nice to me.
Hi, sweetie.
She's pretty gross.
Does she know you?
She knows me. Yeah, she's been at my place for dinner.
No, but I think it's always nice when you keep going to somewhere if they know what you're like, the usual Alice, and she's just like...
She does. She always, like, you know, she'll always, like, oh, you always get that. Oh, you know, because I'm fucking, you
the
know...
The problem is they don't know, like, you gotta say, yeah, my name is Mark, and then the next time, can I help you? So to the drive-thru, like, can I help you? It's Mark.
Give me the Mark special.
All right, that'll be, 2 sausage McMuffins, no egg.
Don't tell me what I'm ordering. You already know what I'm ordering.
She's just, is that what you want today? Yeah, the usual. All right.
That's why I said the Mark special.
That'll be $2.36.
$2.36. Oh, what I buy, it's $9.10.
How many do you buy?
3.
So that'll be 3 sausage McMuffins cost $9.10?
With egg. I told you it's triple the price.
You get egg? Oh my God, Rich.
Quick, get your hand out of your fucking mouth, asshole.
I'm still being a McDonald's driving lady. Well, are you sure? I thought you were on a diet, Mark.
Okay, you know what the thing is? Most of the time when I go there after work, I'm not even hungry.
Are you even hungry, Mark?
I'm not. I eat all the time when I'm not hungry.
Remember that one time we went to the drive-thru like 2 in the morning? We're like, can we have some sausage McMuffins? We're serving lunch right now. I'm like, it's 2 in the morning, bitch.
Yeah, I know. What is this, lunchtime? It's not fucking noon.
We're serving lunch.
Lunch.
All right, if you say so.
Yeah. You know, I have that problem where, like, you know, I can't buy... I've said it before. I can't buy, like, a box of snack cakes, you know, for the week because I'll just eat them all in one sitting. Like I said, I'm not hungry. I have a full stomach, yet I'll fucking drive my ass right to McDonald's instead of just, I'm not really hungry. Let me just buy one. Nope. Let's buy three with egg. I do that shit all the time. And I read something about it, and they say, like, some people have, like, a caveman, like, Neanderthal-type mentality.
So you're a caveman is what you're saying?
Yes. I eat like a caveman. Because, back then, if you found a stash of food, it doesn't matter if you're fucking full, you eat all of it now.
Because, that's like an animal. Animals do
that. Well, you can't save anything for later. We didn't invent refrigerators yet.
So you didn't have a pocket?
No. Cavemen didn't have pockets. And things didn't keep. If you found food, you fucking eat it all because you don't know when you're going to eat again. You might not find food again for like a week, so you fucking eat everything you have. And, some people just can't get that. It's like, genetic. It's like imprinted on you. That's just what we do. But then again, all those guys, they'd burn it off like in an hour because they're out like chasing a dinosaur.
Yeah, you probably go to sleep after you buy your five something muffins.
Yeah, I'm taking a
nap. I'm full. Time to go to sleep.
I'm not out hunting.
It's funny that you want to sleep after eating and sex. Like, it's enjoyable. For any enjoyable thing, you want to take a nap. It takes a lot out of you.
No, I just want to take a nap regardless, no matter what.
Tell me about it.
I know. I want to take a nap now.
That is, like, my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, sleeping? Holy shit.
Just, like, it's like, I can't wait to lay down and not have to get up for anything. That is the best.
That doesn't happen very often, but yeah. I'm trying to think, like, sleeping versus sex, like, hey, you want to have sex or you want to, like, I'd rather sleep first. Like, how about I take a nap first, then we can get to that.
See, number one on my
that's urine. Number one.
What,
you want to piss or
no?
You gonna piss on before sex?
Like, I always have a cue of what of how I want to do things. Like, I get home from work, I'm like, I'm hungry and I need a nap. Napping always comes first.
That's the trump,
which is a
right
mistake
there.
Because I'll get home at like 6, and I'll wake up at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a nap. Now you're up until 4 in the morning, and yeah.
And the next day, I'm like, oh god, I gotta get up again. Ugh, so miserable.
Oh, that'd be so awesome one day, just to not have to get up. That'd be so sweet.
Ever?
Well, not ever.
Well, that'll be me tomorrow. I really have. I have no plans tomorrow.
Oh, not me. I fucking, I gotta get up early. I got shit to do. I don't have days where I don't have things to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh. So, there's some genius.
Was it me?
On Twitter said to himself, okay. He goes,
dear me.
There's a lot of girls posting naked pictures on Twitter. But it's hard to know where they are and who they are. So he invented a hashtag called Twitter After Dark. You put in that, you search for that hashtag, it'll show you all the nude pictures. And some people just posting, like, sexual things. But
yeah.
But also a lot of nude pictures, Twitter After Dark.
Okay.
It's great. Except Christians are nosing their way in and talking about Jesus all over it.
Oh, tell them to go fuck themselves.
Like, I searched for Twitter After Dark the other day, and then there's like, if you don't know the Lord, you're not living. It's some bullshit.
Hey, you know what, asshole? You want to fucking preach? Do it to yourself, and don't try and horn in on everyone else's action.
Horn?
Yes. Have your own hashtag.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Hashtag Jesus freak. And then type that in, and like anyone who wants
but he's trying to convert people. He wants to help. These people are, their lives, they're about to go over a cliff because they're getting nude on the internet.
Yeah, because I like watching naked ladies, so I'm going to go to hell. So they need to save my soul.
I was thinking about,
hey, asshole, save your fucking self. And it's not, they're not doing anything because they're such, awesome people. No, it's a selfish motivation. The more souls they save, the more points they rack up in heaven is what they believe. They're not good people. They're doing this for themselves.
I've been hearing
voices. Me too.
I heard some guys, they're the radio dudes. They're on the radio. And a couple of them were talking about how they hate violent movies and stuff.
Hi, I'm a big pussy, and I hate violent movies. I get scared sometimes.
They're like, I don't want to see that. Like one guy, on the radio said he's done with Boardwalk Empire because it's too violent for him.
I'm going to fucking punch him in his dumbass face. Who is this? Tell me off the air.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's just a local news reporter.
Local? Oh, you know, if it's local news, they all have to act like pussies. They don't have real opinions.
Or if they're against swearing. It's like, what? Are you an adult?
No, they're not. People on television are not adults. They're not allowed to act like adults. They all have to, oh my God, did you see that? Oh my. You know, it's bullshit. They're not allowed to be real.
Maybe it's because I'm so cynical or whatever, but nothing shocks me. Nothing.
Dude, I hooked up that car battery to your balls. You didn't even flinch. No. What? You know nothing shocks me.
I mean, we get all these massacres lately. I'm just like, yeah, makes sense. I mean, that's what people do.
No, it's like, hey, it sucks. But, you know, that shit doesn't affect me.
It's not even that for me. It's like, I expect humans to do crazy shit because that's what they've been doing for millions, however long we've been around.
8 billion years.
How long have humans been around? A couple hundred thousand years?
5 years.
Whatever. Either way, as long as we've been around, we've been killing each other. That's just the way it is. And I know that people have this fake sense of security and like, no, it's different now. We're all modernized. And it's like, no, we're not.
I mean, shit's the same.
It's all bubbling under the surface. And you, let me tell you something.
We have some different technology, but I mean, people are still people.
You want to see how people are? Have some kind of natural disaster, like a meteor hit or something, where governments fail. You're going to see how people really are. It's all an illusion.
Looting in the street, people killing each other
over
food.
That's how people really are. The way we are now, everyone's just like, you know, we got this law and social norms. I got to follow.
I mean,
that.
We're civilized, but you know, we have people keeping it in check too.
Yeah. And then everyone's always sad about these massacres, but the day before, probably the same exact amount of people died of a shooting the day before, but it's not all at the same time.
No.
But they don't give a rat's ass about those people.
No, they probably all died at the same time, just not in this country. If you're speaking of America, but if you're speaking of the world...
No, if I'm saying there's a massacre with like 25 people dead, all right? The day before, I'm guaranteeing that at least 25 people died from a gunshot somewhere in the country.
Okay, you're talking about the country, okay.
Yeah, or whatever.
I was thinking worldwide, because...
Worldwide?
Worldwide.
Do you know how many people die?
Go to fucking Africa. People are being wiped out, whole villages.
But why is it we care about some people, but others we don't?
Because that's how all people are. We care about our own, above all else.
Yeah, the closer they are. If it's in your town, everyone cares. And as you move out... Less and less people care.
Yeah, you know, it's in the state. That's still, you know, it's a decent deal.
If it's a country, like, you know, oh my God, it's American. You move to Canada, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's in Egypt. You're like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but, oh, man, the Middle East, people are dying like crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking, I don't know how there's anyone left over there.
But do we care? Nope, well, it's just them.
Yeah.
It's funny how it works that way. See, I don't work that way.
Yeah, I don't care, but you don't care about anybody.
I don't care.
Next door or half a world away.
Well, if they're related to me, I'll care.
Maybe.
Depends. Some people I don't like that I'm
related. Did you give me a good Christmas present this year? We'll see. Well, what am I going to do with these socks? They're way too thick to fit in with my shoes. And I mean, you know, they're nice, they're comfortable, but they're not practical.
Can't get so much shoes. See, that's the thing. I was thinking about Christmas gifts and how 9 or 10 times you're going to get something that people just don't care about.
Well, people don't... How well do people know you?
That's the thing, because you don't know... You're really, never going to buy somebody something unless they specifically give you a list.
You're not a little kid, and you have a Christmas list.
I give my mom a Christmas list.
I know
she
you do.
She asks for one.
I know you do.
She's okay. Like, email me your list by midnight.
I know. You're not 12,
Midnight at... I guess it would be midnight the day after Thanksgiving. Email your list.
I mean, I did take you to Santa Claus this year at the mall, and as you sat on his lap, I did overhear part of your list, so I do know what you want.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. But, like, you know, little kids, you know what they want. Like, my
son,
I know exactly what he likes, you know. I know what he wants. So, you know, it's all cool. But you get older, and people that aren't your kids... I mean, you really don't know. You have an idea, I guess. It's like, well, maybe he'll like that. I hope so.
Because I was watching home videos recently.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
No.
Saget smashed some dude in the balls. Remember that?
My parents gave me a project. Well, I bought them this thing that will transfer it over to digital, the videotapes to digital. And, of course, they don't know what they're doing, so how to do it.
Yeah.
Which is why I have a VCR.
Would you buy yourself a gift?
That's why I have a VCR hooked up in my room. So I was doing that. I was watching some of our Christmases from, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And I was like, man, look at all that stuff that doesn't even exist anymore that they spent all that money on.
Atari 2600.
We're all excited about getting, and it's like, who knows where that shit even went, or if we even cared about it two months later.
Are you expecting something you got as a gift 25 years ago to still be a huge part of your life now?
Yes.
Why would you expect
that? I love G.I. Joes. I like to play with them.
Apparently not, because you don't have them.
It's true.
I have Snake Eyes still and Storm Shadow. They're locked in Eternal Battle.
A whole box of Star Wars toys?
Yes.
You should really sell those shits.
They're worthless.
Are they?
Yeah. No one wants that shit. I mean, maybe I could sell them in bulk for, like, you know, fucking a few dollars.
Why don't you just give them to your son to play with?
Well, when he's older, I will.
Now, don't take them out of the package. Play them with
Exactly. He'll learn to appreciate them when he's older.
All the dust all over them.
They're in a box.
Are they dusty?
Probably not.
Huh. You looked on eBay and they're not worth much?
No, I didn't look. But the thing is, when I bought them in the late 90s when there was kind of a resurgence in the Star Wars figures. And at the time, everyone was busy collecting them. So they're not worth anything because everyone had the idea, oh, let's get these. They're going to be worth something. And they just kept pumping the figures out and everyone bought them
all up.
That's
the problem with shit now.
They're worthless.
Everything's a collector's edition.
Yeah, they're not a collector's edition if a billion of them were made and everyone decided to buy them and keep them in the box.
Yeah, whenever I look up stuff I have online on eBay, it's always like the stuff that's worth the most is something I don't have.
Yeah, it's not fucking rare. I don't have anything rare. Maybe the rarest one I have is the one I had to send away a few box tops for, you know, to get that special figure. Because maybe not everyone did that. Not everyone bothered.
And I live in my grandparents' old house, so there's a lot of junk around here. So I find stuff periodically. I'm like, oh, this is going to be worth a lot. I go on eBay, $2. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, you know,
like, wouldn't it be nice if you look something up, like, people are selling it for like $1,000. Like, wow.
Do you want to be in the Antiques Roadshow? Is that it?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Well, I found this in the attic of my grandmother's house. Like,
It's his urn with his ashes in there. I'm not sure how much this is worth.
Well, this appears to be from the mid-1940s, and
Do you see these? Do you see these etchings here on the side? That was. Are we supposed to believe that guy's that smart and just knows shit about everything? You know, there's like a room of fucking geeks who do research and all that stuff.
Because they're taking particular people.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They find the big ticket items that are something that's worth, like, well, this is worth a lot of money. And so they do some research. Now he comes up with these tidbits of information and says, how much you
think
that's
worth?
Oh,
and if you don't know what the show is, they have this old dude. And it's on PBS, Public Broadcasting. And the guy, someone will walk in with some old shit and like, I bought this at a garage sale. It was my grandma's attic. I found this at a thrift store. It was in my grandma's attic. And then you're like, oh. And a lot of times, like, yeah, this is worthless. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then for the good ones, you'll say, you're like, you know what? This was a rare German blah, blah, blah. He made this in 1852. You can see these markings here. This shows that's his work. And blah, blah, blah. And it's worth actually $10,000. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. It is?
Now I got to find someone to buy it.
Yeah. But just because something's worth money doesn't mean anyone's going to fucking buy it. And just because it's worth $10,000 doesn't mean you're getting that. You know, maybe you'll get a fucking half that if you're lucky. But hey, really? If it's some shit you just found anyway, it's free money. So take it. That's what I do.
Sometimes look around my house like, there's got to be something I can sell around here, but apparently I have nothing of value.
Oh, shit. Sometimes things are so bad financially. I do think that. Is there anything I can get rid of? Not really. Yeah, I don't have anything of value. Electronics, but I want my TV.
Should become a collector.
I collect TVs? Yeah, I don't need that many.
TVs aren't worth anything.
Well, they're worth something.
That's the problem. Nothing's worth anything after you buy it nowadays.
Yeah, I know. Go to the fucking pawn shop, and what am I giving them?
And people always have some inflated idea of what things are worth.
People are like that with their homes. I see, you know, houses for sale, and they want
$1 million. Like, really? That's a trailer.
You know, but I see what they're, you know, what they want for their home, and I'm like, really? Your house isn't that great, and it's in a bad area? Like, nope, that's what it's worth.
It's like my cousin was yapping on a couple weeks ago when I saw him. He's like, I'm trying to sell my car. It's worth $2,500. And then these guys, no, I want $3,500 for it. This guy, get this, he calls up and offers me $2,500. I clung right up on him. It's like, dude, your car's worth whatever people are going to pay for it. It's called market value. Fucking not, no, it's worth this much. Well, then you can hang on to it.
Shit.
You can hang on to your car with 200,000 miles on it and expect to get, it's like, he had some ideal situation. He's like, I found this Bronco on eBay.
Yeah, and you know,
it was $3,500. So I'm going to sell my car for $3,500 and then use that money to buy the Bronco.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, in a perfect world, you can do that. But unfortunately, tell your dumbass cousin, this is fucking reality.
You tell him. I got him on the phone right now.
Dumb piece of shit.
You should call him and offer him money for it.
As a prank? I don't think you... It crossed my mind that I'd have to disguise my voice, but probably not. I haven't talked to that dude in a really long time, so...
We can get a Harry the Hat until I'll buy it off of you and then smash it and then, like, disappear.
What?
Remember in the Cheers episode?
I know, but that's so, you know, it's such a vague,
everyone knows that episode of Cheers where Sam Malone wanted to get a prank on Gary and Harry the Hat told him, I'll buy your place off you for $1 million. For some reason, Gary was so happy, but he tore down the place himself. Before their check even went through.
You know, that's so obscure. I mean, that's fine.
Well, it's probably one of the more famous episodes of Cheers.
You know what?
Which is one of the most popular shows of all time.
The thing is...
Very obscure, you're right.
The thing, it fucking is, for a certain age range.
This is a song by an obscure artist. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Michael Jackson.
Dude.
Very obscure. Very few people know who he is.
There's a certain age range that people just don't know Cheers.
Well, young people don't know shit.
Yeah, they know
16 and pregnant and Snooki, and that's pretty much the extent of what they know.
Something boo boo, whatever the fuck that is.
They know Justin Bieber, and that's it.
Yeah, they don't know Cheers.
Speaking of Bieber, did you hear about the murder plot that someone had on him?
No.
This Canadian dude was in prison. He wanted to kill Bieber, so he hired these two guys who were getting out of prison, and they were going to go capture him. Cut off his testicles and then murder him and then give the testicles to the guy in jail.
Merry Christmas.
As a trophy.
What do you have against Bieber? I mean, I'm not a fan myself.
As Mark once said, this seems very ill-conceived.
Yeah.
That's one of your favorite sayings.
Is it?
You said it once.
It's my favorite, though.
And I use it a lot now.
Yeah.
You put it in my lexicon. It's like, you know...
Did he say why he wanted to do that, or just some nut?
I think he's just some nut. But he's in prison, so he had to help have his buddies do it.
Henchman, that's what I need.
I don't know. That Justin Bieber is pretty...
Pretty.
Arrogant. Like, the other day he threw water bottles at photographers, you know.
Fuck you.
And you're so tough when you have your...
I know. You're a tough guy when you have your fucking 8 bodyguards around you.
Well, his head of security is ex-Israeli soldier, so...
Yeah. You're fucking surrounded by tough guys. You're not a tough guy.
You weigh 120 pounds.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, it's like, dude... Back away from your fucking goons and let me get a shot. Let's see how tough you are.
Oh, he would never duke it out with anybody. Of course not. No way.
Of course you wouldn't. I hope he's not that stupid. I assume he's a little stupid because he's a human.
I want us to get popular enough where someone kidnaps us.
I don't want to be kidnapped. I'd like someone to want to kidnap me.
It's never o'clock.
Are we broadcasting?
Mike Klein Jr.'s not here. He's been kidnapped!
First of all, I wouldn't put out any shows.
Please donate to our PayPal account. The kidnappers want... How much do they want? $1 million.
You know, I really wouldn't be able to do this. I don't know if I had the money. I'd hire some guy to do the technical shit, I guess.
When someone gets kidnapped, everyone's at the house. And they're waiting for the phone to ring with the cops.
Oh, shit. Were we supposed to call the police? Oh, man. It slipped my mind.
They said no cops.
Yeah, I listened to them.
Listen, I have your baby. Don't call the cops. Okay, sure. Right. As long as you don't harm him. Nope, not going to harm him. But if you call the cops, I will.
Okay, no. That's cool. I gotcha.
Do people really do that for ransom? I mean...
We've talked about it before. I don't think ransom is as popular as it used to be.
It's too bad.
In this country.
It's too bad. It could be a good way to make some money.
I know. I don't think it works out, though.
And then you get in cahoots with the rich boys. Remember when... Well, I don't know if you'd remember because it happened before you were born, but do you recall the story of Frank Sinatra Jr. getting kidnapped?
No.
Yeah, he was kidnapped, and then, you know, they called Frank up, and they're like, hey, you got some money. And he was old, too. He was like 16 or 17 years old, and they kidnapped his ass.
I mean, there's not an age limit to being kidnapped, you know. adults get kidnapped too. I know they do call it kidnapping, but I mean, you couldn't be an adult.
I feel like some people just like want to break curfew, so they're like, yeah, I was kidnapped. Like, that sounds like you're in a club. Nope, kidnapped.
But they kidnapped me and brought me to this club. What do you want from
me? Now we're dancing. They're making me dance and drink.
He's got a gun to the back of my head. You fucking dance, you idiot. You dance. Like your life depends on it.
He's making
it does.
Me make out with this hot chick on the dance floor now. Oh, God.
Kiss her. Feel her up. All right. Good. Sounds hot.
Now we're hungry. We're going to go get some street meat. Oh, God.
What?
Street meat.
Is that a sex thing?
Those hot dog stands they have outside of bars. You know, at the end of the night, drunk food.
I thought that's when you blew some dude in an alley getting some street meat.
You know what I like about people going to get the drunk food? Half those people don't even eat the food they get. They're like, they're so wasted. I want a taco. And then they eat like two bites and they pass out or throw it all up.
Yeah, then you're...
Like, what a waste of money.
You swoop it up and eat it, man. That's
if
good.
I was a chef at the taco place outside the bar, I'd
you know
like,
that's not a chef, right?
If I was that chef, there'd be a little tear in my eye, like, I put all this work
you're
in this...
You're so hurt.
I put all this work in this meal, and this guy's...
You know they don't put work
into
that
drop
shit?
It on the ground, or...
Scoop up some meat and throw it in a taco shell? That's some work.
That reminds me, a few years ago, these teenagers bought a pizza, and then they crossed the street and got hit by a car. And
you were so sad about that pizza.
I remember seeing the footage, and you could see the pizza like all spread on the street. A tear came to my eye, like, that pizza was made with love by Chuck in the back of the pizza place, and now it's all over the ground.
You had a lot of trouble getting that sentence out.
I'm all upset.
You're broken up, I know.
I mean, forget that three people died. That pizza is ruined forever.
Yeah. That's not coming back.
If it stayed in the box, would you eat it?
It's up in pizza heaven.
Say you're walking on the street, you see a kid get hit by a car, he's dead, but the pizza box just slides right over to you. Perfect condition.
Yeah.
It's a free pizza.
I mean, I may...
And you're a witness. You'll need a snack while you wait for the authorities to come.
I'd be worried that might be evidence.
Did you eat this evidence?
Like, the police are going to be on my ass for eating all the evidence, you know? It's like... I thought the box was evidence. I thought the pizza was up for grabs.
Really, the pizza is insignificant. I mean, the box is what he had in his hand. It doesn't matter.
What if they
want
to arrest the box? Because they're going to say that was the reason he wasn't.
You're
going to
ruin our calculations. Because see, they got to calculate how fast the guy was going when they hit him, and they
had to take the weight of the pizza into account. And now they're all fucked up.
Well, it ends up he didn't hit him at all. He just fell.
Yeah. Now you know what?
He fell really hard.
Case dismissed. Guy gets off on a technicality. It's because I ate that pizza. Because I'm a glutton, as we discussed before. Hey, you caveman. You ate all the fucking pizza. Sorry, everybody.
That reminds me of sometimes in the break room, they'll have food out. And I don't want anybody to catch me eating it, even though it's for everyone.
Uh-huh. I got you.
But I'm an idiot, so I'm like, I don't want anyone to catch me eating this. They might make a comment. So I'm just like, I'm stuffing it in my mouth real quick. And someone walks in, I'm like, oh! You get that scared thing. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you do that in the bathroom too sometimes, don't you? Like if you're looking at yourself in the bathroom and someone walks in, you get that kind of scared feeling. Oh shit, he's seen me.
Oh, the guy at work
will not stop watching me take a piss.
He showed up in the bathroom at least like two or three times a week. He comes in, I'm like, is this guy got the hots for me? Because he keeps following me in the goddamn bathroom.
Like every time you go into the bathroom, he shows up.
Do-do-do-do-do. I'm like,
hey. He might want to just conversate with you.
So I turn. It's obvious I tilt. I don't want to see my penis. I'm like,
would it be weird if you tilt towards him, like inviting him to take a peek?
You're all over the floor.
Go ahead. I mean, if you want to look, go ahead and look. It's cool.
Speaking of mirrors, have you ever done this? This is weird.
Piss on a mirror? No.
Have you ever moved in and for a kiss on yourself? See what it looks like. You're kissing yourself?
No.
I've done that recently. I was like, I wonder what it looks
Isn't
like.
Isn't it disturbing?
It's like. What girl is... Why would any girl ever kiss me? I'd so, like...
Listen, that's why you close your eyes when you kiss.
You see this fucking huge nose and lips coming at you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to see that. Close your eyes.
It is not sexy at all.
Not pretty.
Coming in for a kiss. Your eyes are closed. You're puckered up. Tongue already out and engaged.
As I said, keep those eyes closed.
Have girls ever complained about your kissing?
No.
I've had that happen once. One girl to give me the dead girl I dated, she complained the first time, and she's like, let me show you how it's done. And I'm sure I was fine.
Yeah, I don't know about
She was just really picky, that girl.
She knows what she likes. Not
she
you.
Was picky about everything. That's why we never got along. I was always yelling at her.
That's what she liked, too.
And then we stopped talking.
She came from an abusive household.
We stopped talking and she died. Coincidence? Maybe. Probably. I don't know.
Are you implying you may have killed her?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. No, I don't care either way.
All right, you only have like a week left until Christmas, so you better go on Amazon.
Yeah, the Amazon.
And you better click on the. You better click on. What do you call it? You know, they give you the different options for shipping. And I heard in some places you get next day shipping, so do that.
Well, can't you just do that? Like pay a little extra?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah.
If you pay triple of what you're paying for the item, it'll come the next day.
You know, if you pay quadruple of what you pay for the item, it'll come the day before you order it.
What the hell is this? Hey, I was going to get that for my friend Frank. Excellent.
Ah.
He'd love that.
Yeah, it's weird how the money's already out of my account, but okay. Oh, you know what else? I know all last week we kept telling you to watch this new video we put up. We just never put it up. It's up now, though.
Yes.
So
perhaps it is.
we're saying it's up now. We didn't put it up yet, but by the time this is aired, it hopefully will be up.
This is like when I say people are like, "Did you leave yet?" Oh yeah, I'm leaving now. And meanwhile, I'm in bed still.
You do that all the time.
Oh yeah,
you're supposed to pick someone up at noon, and you know it's like 11:30. It's like 11:45, and you're like, "Did you leave the house? You're coming to pick him up?" Oh yeah, I'm already on my way. I'm just out the door. I'll see you in a little bit. You roll over in bed.
All right, 5 more minutes.
You do that.
I haven't done that in my younger days.
Yeah.
I was notorious for sleeping right past when I was supposed to hang out with people. Not so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it's so rare I get to hang out with someone. It's like, oh.
That is true. You're there.
I can't even sleep at night. Oh, my God. I get to hang out with a person tomorrow.
There with bells
this
on.
This is exciting. Anyways, check out Amazon and do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget our Shut Up and Watch the Movie, whatever the hell movie
new
it
episode,
was.
New episode, yeah.
The old one, wait for the new one this weekend.
Santa Claus, the movie, seems to be the most popular item we've
in the world.
Of Shut Up and Watch the Movie. We've had like a few hundred downloads so far, so.
Yeah, people really enjoyed that.
Don't miss out, you bastards. Go out there.
Yeah,
and
see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah.
And they'll let me know. I don't know.
All right. Make your girlfriend listen to us.
Yeah. HotShotWizKids.com.